Reopening schools amid a pandemic is complicated enough, but imagine opening a brand new school without being able to let students inside. WFAE's Andos Helms looks at how that's playing out in Harrisburg.
Adrian Perry had already been named principal of Cabarrus County's new Hickory Ridge Elementary School when the coronavirus closed schools in March. The 850-student school in Harrisburg is among a handful in the Charlotte region that were under construction and on track for an August opening when the education world turned upside down. Perry had already started hiring faculty. Before the pandemic, she'd give her new hires hard hat tours of the school in progress. Afterward,
I came and I took pictures and I made slideshows and I sent them out to them and kind of kept them updated so they could see the progress on the ground running.
Perry used remote interviews to finish hiring her staff. They were gearing up to open the school in August. But on July 23rd, the Cabarrus County School Board voted 4-3 to start the year remotely. Perry has relied on social media and virtual gatherings to introduce students, parents, and the community to their new school.
We had a virtual kindergarten camp, and the kindergartners were able to use an application Flipgrid to hop on and share a little something about them. They were able to see a little bit about us.
Reethy Douglas's two children are among the very first Hickory Ridge Cowboys. She says they watched its progress every time they drove by.
Earlier this week, we, you know, got a drive outside the school and pick up their Chromebooks. They just were like, oh, wow, look how pretty it looks. It's brand new.
They met their teachers and their new classmates at virtual open houses using Microsoft Teams.
My son, that's a fourth grader, he did like a little nod to his friends.
Her second grader was less restrained.
My daughter was like waving like crazy to all these new people that were in her class.
The Douglas kids and their classmates will log on from home for their first day of school today. Meanwhile, Superintendent Chris Lauder and his staff will keep reviewing COVID-19 data every 2 weeks. The school board is looking for
a 5% positivity rate or lower. The cases are declining and the hospitalizations are, you know, not at a bad point.
When that happens, the plan is to take 2 or 3 weeks to gear up for bringing the kids back. At Hickory Ridge, Principal Perry says
the excitement will be unreal.
The pictures she's posted online don't do it justice, she says.
You just know that it is going to be a magical place for kids and for families. And I'm excited for the day the kids get to come and be a part of that in a safe manner.
For now, though, they'll just have to be patient. For WFAE News, I'm Andos Helms.